Thank you for calling customer service. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Naila.
Sorry?
Hi, this is Naila. Can you hear me?
Yes, hi, I can hear you. How can I help you?
Yeah, so actually we had the connection from the Melbourne phone for our shop, for the flower shop.
Yes, how can I help you? What is the issue which you're having?
So, yeah, so the issue is that I already submitted the transfer to the new owner form, right? And everything is done. But then the other day, someone called me and said that I have to call you guys back, that the new owner, she doesn't want to keep the phone, okay? So she wants to keep the internet, but she doesn't want to keep the phone from that. She wants a new number. So that's it. And the person name was Daniel. I don't know why he told me to call you guys back and tell you that.
So what do you want us to do now?
So what information do you have? So like he told me to tell you that the new owner will only continue with internet but not the phone number.
Fine, we'll process it. Have you sent the change of ownership form?
Yeah, I already sent it. And yes, and they said, like, in my bill, they can't, like, the person said to me, in my bill, they can't see, like, the phone, the bill is with the phone and the internet, right?
No,
I said, that's not my problem. Sorry?
So what, you want me to disconnect the landline, right? So I'll do that. We will only charge for the internet connection.
Yeah.
Fine.
So that's
whom you have sent the form to?
I can. What's your name?
Can you send it again, please?
What?
The form which you filled up.
Oh, I already sent to so many people. Maybe I spoke to you or someone. You remember? Oh no, it was not you.
No, ma'am, it was not me. Someone else has spoken.
Okay, I will tell you the email address she gave me and I send it to that. It says PUICHE @ like singa.com.au.
Can you send it again to support at mphone.com.au?
Which email? Which email I have to send it?
What is the name of the new owner?
It's Nicole.
Nicole. She has emailed us. She emailed us that she doesn't want to transfer the account to us, to them.
Why? Like.
Well, let us speak to her, then we'll give you a call back. Okay.
No. Okay. So once she signed the form and I send you the form.
We got an email from her stating that she doesn't want to continue with us. So let me speak to her and I'll give you a call back and let you know what she wants to do.
Yeah. So someone already talked to her. She said she doesn't want.
Let me speak to her because I don't have any record of who spoke to her.
Sorry. I'm saying
let me speak to Nicole once and let me see what she says because some
I told I don't know your customer or like who is the person. His name was Daniel. The thing I told him, like, what's the point calling you guys from me? But he said, no, you have to do it, right? I call you and I said, look, I already submitted, like, I sent two times the email back to you guys to two addresses, right? And like the transfer form and everything. The person told me that she wants to keep the internet, but she doesn't want to keep the phone number.
That only I'm saying. Let me speak to Nicole and get the confirmation. Okay? Then we'll do the accordingly. Then I'll give you a call back, okay?
I think, like, then no need to call me. But, like, they are the new owner. Maybe just call them back.
But we don't have the form. You need to send the form to us again. Can you forward it to support at mphone.com.au?
mphone.com.au.
Yeah.
Okay, I will do that.
Support at mphone.com.au.
Oh, Every time you guys are sending me different email address and I'm just...
No, please send it to us on this one. I'll forward it to the concern team.
Yeah.
It is support at mphone.com.au, okay?
Can I get a pen, please? Just like, you know, sometimes it's hard to remember so many things. Support, yes.
Support at M, the word, letter M, and the word phone.com.au.
Okay.
All right. Please send the form on this email ID. Thank you.
All good.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. You guys become